Yeah, you won't have to deal with that. You'll have private servers, or not servers, nodes on the cloud server, and they'll be labeled as EHU Fusion or Pocket 6, DMR, whatever your reflector number is, or DSTAR. But your DSTAR will be behind your home network, and that's where it will be hosted by, because you can't do it in the cloud server. Vultr doesn't let you go over to their site and stick a vocoder in their machine. You actually have to port it yourself. It's not hard to do, as long as you have the port number to port it yourself. So, it's easy. I can get it working. I got Jimmy's working first, and then I did mine about a year later, and then, I don't know, maybe it was a couple years later. I can't remember. But I got Jimmy's up first. I kept on hammering on it. You know, I kept on building different things. I did M17 for a little bit. I could never get M17 to sound really good. I did for a little bit, and then it sounded like crap, because it had to be pushed through DMR, and then their codec was screwed up on M17. So I got M17 working. But M17 is just like XLX. It's just like the same reflector software. They're doing the same thing. They got these modules and these things called CANs. I don't know if you know anything about M17, but I got to tell you, what a waste of time. I learned a lot of stuff about M17 as I implemented that. And the best audio that I ever heard in digital was NXDN, like I was saying. I had NXDN in here, too. And then, of course, I do have P25 in here. 7941 is P25 reflector. So, yeah. I've had all the modes in the network here, all of them, all at the same time. And the best sounding, besides D-Star, and I love D-Star. D-Star sounds amazing. But besides D-Star, NXDN takes the top notch there. Sounds amazing. But it also sounds good on D-Star, too. Just go figure that out.